Unit 3, pre-flight check. When the crew enters the aircraft, they have to perform a number of checks and tests to assure the aircraft is properly set up and organized to begin the flight. The crew members have specific items to check, depending on their role and which position they have been assigned to. Emergency equipment. The first task to be performed on board is to check the emergency equipment installed on the airplane. Fire extinguishers, smoke hoods, crash axe, first aid kit, medical kits, oxygen bottles, extra life vests and infant life vests, crew members' life vests, flashlights, megaphones, emergency radio beacon, escape slides and slide rafts, passenger restraint kits, jungle survival kit, wheelchairs, universal biohazardous kit, goggles, handicapped seatbelt. All previously listed items must be on board, functional, and properly stowed in their designated positions. Every time the crew enters an airplane, they must also perform a security check throughout the cabin to ensure that there are not any strange objects hidden in the cabin that may endanger the safety of the aircraft and its occupants. After performing these security checks, the flight attendants perform the tasks of which they have been assigned. Galleys. The responsible CA checks the number of meal trays and drinks, special meals, and all extra items that would be necessary for that specific in-flight service. Magazines. A special trolley is set up to show the passengers all available reading options. Lavatories. They are checked for cleanliness and fully stocked with toilet paper, paper towels, soap, and sometimes moist towelettes and perfume. The most important duty is checking the lavatory's emergency equipment, such as the smoke detector, fire extinguisher, and the attendant call button. If this button is inoperative, passengers may have some problems inside the lavatory and not be able to call for help. After these duties have been accomplished and the cabin is ready, the chief purser tells the captain that everything related to the tasks of the CAs have been completed, meaning that boarding can now begin. Based on this information, the captain authorizes the boarding procedure.